Well, I have my own Facebook page, Andy Harper. You're welcome to join. And all we put on there is the sort of topics that we are talking about in the programme, although some of our listeners also pop up from time to time with other pictures and things that they'd like us all to know about. So from our point of view, it's pretty good. And also for me, it's been lovely that children I taught 30, 40 years ago have got in touch as well. So it's all good news for me, but sadly not for everybody. I'm joined now by Jennifer Parry from Ely. She's the CEO of digitalstalking.com, a website that helps victims of online stalking. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
So not a fan at all of Facebook?
No, I'm a fan of Facebook and social media, but I do get very frustrated with a lot of their policies. I don't think they protect users and privacy as much as they could. And indeed, in 2005, if you signed up for Facebook, did you know over 95% of your information was private? And today, it's the opposite. Less than 5% of your information is private and 95% is open.
I suppose it depends how much you put on it. I would suggest that people who look at Facebook wouldn't know too much about me. They'd probably know more about me by listening to me on the radio, because it's up to the individual as to how much they disclose, isn't it?
It is up to the individual, but when Facebook started, because it was so private, everybody just assumed it was okay. So I've been on Facebook for many years, but they changed their policies, and people's habits didn't change with it. And also, social media is still a new experience. We think we're talking to our friends, and we just don't realize that it's going out to a much, much wider population. So if people were made more aware of that, if they could see how far it goes, they would probably change their online habits.
What do you think that Facebook and similar organizations could do and should do?
Well, I think, first of all, I think privacy settings should be set high as a default, not something you have to keep changing. Facebook has a search that is really shocking. Did you know you can do a Facebook search that says, show me all widowers in Ely, and it will give a profile of the widowers in Ely that you put that information in. So it has very predatorial tools in Facebook that aren't available in other social media. So I think things like that feature, the poke feature, which allows you to send a message that self-destructs after a few seconds, these are all type of features that actually encourage abuse.
When approached, the company tend to defend themselves, don't you? Do you think in some cases they are defending the indefensible?
I think that they're a commercial company providing a free service to people. And what you have to realize is that they make money by exposing your data, right? So there's always a conflict between their profits and your safety. And people, you know, running Facebook is an expensive operation. People need to not be naive that when you're using free services online, there is a price to pay. And you have to be, as you say, more aware of that and more willing to guard your own privacy, because they're not going to do it for you.
Can somebody listening to us today join Facebook, having heard the sort of points you've been making and the advice you've been given, and if you like, avoid all the pitfalls? If you just go on, give the basic information that they want to know, like where were you educated, who cares, who knows where you went to school, I suppose, and a few little facts like that. Can somebody go on and be safe on it, or the minute we're on, are we all exposed?
You can't be safe on Facebook. Because even if you restrict what you put online, if your friends put photos or say they're going to meet you up for a coffee or any information about you on their site or on their information, then that information gets out. So any conversation you put on your friend's Facebook, they will see that as well. So it isn't a matter of just securing your own Facebook profile. It also matters enormously what your friends do on theirs.
It's been really good to talk to you, Jennifer. Thanks very much. But just finally, so would you advise people who haven't got it or been on, would you advise them not to? Or would you say, yes, but be aware? What advice do you give?
I would say, my advice is always say, if you've got a lot of friends on Facebook and you want to keep up with them, fine, watch them like a TV channel, but use the instant messaging, use the messaging service, not the Facebook wall to communicate.
Good advice. Thank you, Jennifer, for joining us.